Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show. We're broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally, the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. There is a listen live stream button right there on the homepage, as well as the chat room at the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. You can just Google Vinny Eastwood. That's Vinny with a Y. Eastwood as in go ahead, make my news, and it should turn up for you. My very special guest today is only going to be joining me briefly. I'm sabotaging his fatherly duties here. Is the none other than Freda X from Mid. Middlechamberfx.wordpress.com. And today, ladies and gentlemen, is the precursor to Thanksgiving in the United States. And what I want to do, I've opened up the caller lines, and if I want you to call in today, ladies and gentlemen, and tell me what you're thankful for, all right? If there's anything at all that you're thankful for, please call in. The number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. All right. So, Freda, welcome to the program. So what are you thankful for?
Well, you know, first of all, let me just say the things that I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for every day, you know, because I'm conscious of how fleeting, precious, and, you know, how life is just something that it's, I'm lucky to be here. And everything that's in my life right now, my family, my wife, my children, and my friends, and my new extended family and friends throughout what's happened in the last couple of years. I mean, I'm really thankful for all that, but I really count my blessings daily. It's hard for me to engage in the civic mythology of Thanksgiving that America is trying to foist upon, like, collective consciousness, when I know for a fact not only is America still currently involved in genocidal treatment towards the tribal peoples of America as we speak, but they tacitly support it across the globe with support of, like, the Israeli government doing the same thing to Gaza, or a government in your nation of New Zealand, or the governments in Australia, and what they do to the tribals and native peoples there. It's a travesty. And so this whole thing about Thanksgiving and this myth of pilgrim, you know, like the whole idea of like the dinner between the pilgrims and the natives is a joke. Over here, every year, right here in Massachusetts, the Wampanoag and the remnants of the Samoset Indian tribes, that's King Philip's people. You know, you may not have heard of the King Philip's War, Vinny. You ever heard of the King Philip's War?
No.
No, that's the bloodiest Indian battle that occurred in America way back in the 1600s. It were like something like, I don't know, I've heard numbers like 100,000 colonists killed or lost, you know, by Indians attack on the colonies. They finally had turned. They finally had said enough of the betrayals, enough of the lies and the murderous treatment and the stealing of everything and the everything that went on, and they fought back in this King Philip's War. And it was King Metacon was his name. And he was called Philip by the white people, but his name was Metacom. And Massasoit was, I believe, his father or his son. I can't remember the lineage right there, so I'm sorry to not have the facts straight. But the point is that these people still gather to this day at Plymouth Rock and call it the national, you know, universal day of grieving. You know, this is a day of sorrow, the day when, like, you know, the white, you know, the you know, illegal immigrants from European peoples, from the Europe tribes came here.
Well, you know how a lot of people volunteer for, you know, the city mission and things like that so they can serve a nice Thanksgiving meal to the homeless. I was thinking of volunteering and giving them some free smallpox blankets.
Right. You know, dirty blankets. Maybe, I don't know, just tell them to go stand out under the chemtrails a little bit longer than everybody else. You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. And that's another thing. The whole, just the systematic genocidal treatment of the tribes people today, going straight back to, you know, the first selection of president in 1877 election cycle, when General Rutherford B. Hayes became the president, even though another man named Samuel Tilden won both the popular and the electoral votes, and yet General Rutherford B. Hayes had the railroad barons' interests in mind, which was to expand America across from sea to bloody sea, you know, oily sea today, right? But inevitably, what was it? It was wipe out all the tribal peoples between here and there. You know, because we've been, I mean, Vinny, you might not, I'm sure it probably was the same for you growing up, but in our school system here and in the kids today's school system, the whole idea, they're given this civic mythology, this idea that like America was this beautiful giant paradise, empty space, just like empty lot. They had like big signs like space for rent, you know, lease, and it was just one giant land grab. You know, the famous John Wayne in America, one of his quotes, was, I have it written down, was something like, you know, the Indians weren't using the land anyways. It's okay that we took it and did it because they weren't properly developing the land anyways, you know. That was his quote, right? I mean, holy. And we don't forget, we also completely exterminated the buffalo, something like 700 million buffalo that we killed completely. So now there's like this small little, you know, population that live in captivity, and there's some wild, I guess, now, but still, anyways, I'm done ranting.
All right, so we now know what you're thankful for.
Well, I'll tell you what I am thankful for. I'm thankful for the fact that it seems that more people have woken up to these facts. I'm not just whistling in the corner all by myself now. You know, even though the song, which I love, your opening song, you know, everyone's asleep, everyone but me, it really gets my blood going because it feels like I used to feel 10 years ago. Because nowadays, I'm thankful for the fact that nowadays people are listening. They're listening to your show every day. They're listening to you, man. You're a social butterfly. You fly from one microphone to the next, don't you? How many shows you got lined up today, Vinny?
Well, incidentally, I was supposed to have done one before today, but they had technical difficulties, so we had to reschedule it for a couple of weeks. And so basically, today's show, the Vinny Eastwood Show, is the only show I'll be doing today. And then directly after that, I'm off for like 10 days, bro. Apart from on Saturday, Ian R. Crane. I don't know if you know much about him, but he's coming to New Zealand and he's going to be giving 4 90-minute lectures with breaks in between for tea, coffee, and dinner at the Greyland Community Centre. So hopefully I'll be able to be there and film them. The problem being, and also, this is something that I'm usually thankful for. Whenever I need something, people show up with it. But my camera's gone busted, Freda. So if anybody's listening and they're in New Zealand and they have a camera that I can borrow just for the day or even permanent long-term borrow or anything like that, I'd be very much appreciative so I could actually capture his lectures here. Because otherwise, you know, it's only a couple of hundred people that see something that ultimately thousands, if not millions, should be viewing.
I hear you. Yeah, I mean, let's help Vinny, right? If Vinny needs help with this, I'll tell you that this is our opportunity. Everything that you're doing, man, I envy the free time that you have that I don't, because I have 4 children and I have a lot of other responsibilities, you know. But boy, I'll tell you, you are you're a man amongst men, my friend. I love what you're doing. I've got you posted on my blogs. You're from back a few months ago when you're out in the streets with your bullhorn. Are you going to engage in some of that? Maybe in these 10 days off, you're going to go stir up some trouble in the streets against the scumbaggery out there, or what?
Let's have a look at my schedule on the December the 8th. I think there is a massive conference here in New Zealand for the TPPA, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, which will be our equivalent of NAFTA or GATT, which will basically erode the entirety of the country's sovereignty out to the globalist and destroy any capacity for what's called New Zealand made. Like, have you ever seen anything stamped that says made in the USA?
Right. Sure.
If New Zealand promotes anything that's New Zealand made on television or in any way, shape, or form, the major corporations that will be benefited by this massive agreement will in fact be able to sue New Zealand for promoting products that are New Zealand made, because it's against what? Free trade. And they'll sue them in the World Court, which is managed basically by the World Trade Organization, which only favors the massive corporations, never the governments that they're suing. So yeah, hopefully there's going to be a big protest there, and we'll shut that down. Difficulty being on the 8th of December. It's a Saturday here in New Zealand, but it means it's Friday in the United States. So I'm not 100% sure if I'll be able to do a show that day. Hopefully I will. The day before that, on the other hand, is a really, really big day for me. I'm doing 2 hours with our good friend Alan Abadesa Green. And I'm doing 2 hours on the Vinnie Eastwood show with Max Egan, and then I'm doing an hour with Patrick Lynch on the Free Truth show, and then I believe you and I will be doing an hour together with the fabulous Philly-based Mark Passio. So it'll be a big day for me. That's what's that? 6 hours of radio, and that's assuming I don't schedule any more radio appearances that day.
Well, I mean, you know, this is it. This is the time. You're not wasting any time. You're not missing any opportunities. Just get it down on some kind of media, my friend. We'll all be waiting, you know, with bated breath, waiting to watch how you come toe-to-toe, head-to-head with this global scumbaggery, you know. You're one voice in the wilderness, but one of many voices that we're all going to, like a million points of light, we'll all come together.
Well, and that's actually something I wanted to stress to the listeners, and indeed my colleagues in talk radio and the quote-unquote truth movement, is that I'm being appreciated, I'm being offered opportunities, I am being given donations and subscriptions and things of that nature. And I can only say that the reason why this is all being is because for the first time in my life, since becoming an activist or since being born, really, I'm being treated how I should have been treated all along, with respect and with fun and with camaraderie. And that's what I always really sought out in my life, is to be with and talk to other people that, in essence, in some way, shape, or form, are better than me.
You know, Vinny, I can really relate to what you're saying. It seems like, in many ways, my life is parallel to that. I can agree with you 100% that within the last year or two, I really feel like people have been taking me more seriously in what I've been saying for a decade solid, or if not longer. But it's just that people weren't ready to hear it, or whatever you want. You know, I've heard many speculations as to what happened, the conditions that have changed. But in the end, the effect is that people are more open to these ideas. And you know, while you're throwing around the calendar events, I put a post up in your chat room for the post on my website, which is middlechamberfx.wordpress.com. Sorry for the confusion. Anybody that see the video from yesterday where I mispronounced my website? That's middlechamberfx.wordpress.com. But the announcement is for the release of Sync Book Volume 2, which is coming out November 29th, which is in just 8 days. And you can check out on there, you can check out the promotional poster, which was done by our good friend Sonic in Brighton, England, one of the hosts of Type 1 Radio Lounge. And you can see the cover of the book, which is, it's really excellent cover. I'm so excited to be a part of this. So anybody who wants to find out more information about that as well, go over to thesyncbook.com. That's thesyncbook.com. Not unlike the Vinnie Eastwood show.com. So, anyways, yeah. I really appreciate you having me on here, and I'd like to stick around. I'll just stay on mute and, you know, keep listening. Might come back into the show. I just have to bounce out and take care of some dinner for my children, and I want to keep listening, if that's okay, Vinny.
Well, the segment ends in 2 minutes. You can bounce off right now if you really need to, or just hold on till the break and then just leave it from there. And also, in terms of the Sync book, are there any articles in there about the Titanic or the USS Liberty?
I haven't read the whole book. I wrote 15 pages of it. It's a 500-page book. I'm excited to see what is in there. Just reading the back cover, which is on that little link, if people go to my post there on your chat room, they'll find the write-up. They have a quote from several of the authors. One of them's, excuse me, Anthony Peake. Another UK researcher. Has he been on your show, Vinny? Anthony Peake?
He has. He's on the featured interviews. He was amazing interview.
Well, he's one of the writers. He's one of the writers of the Sync Book Volume 2 as well.
Yeah, but I completely forget what we actually talked about. I'm interviewing that many people.
You know what's funny? I'm not surprised, Vinny. It's just a blur, isn't it, for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, and just of late, these last couple of weeks, I've gone from doing an average of maybe 2-3 hours a day to doing an average of 5-6 hours of radio a day. And it's just like from yesterday, we did a full 7 hours, 7 hours of video, 7 hours of audio, all of which, including a couple of short clips and things like that, are already online before my show started today. So, yeah, I make sure that stuff gets done. And we have a caller on the line here, 520 area code. You're on the air now, but we're coming to break. Would you just let us know your first name and the place you're calling from, and we'll get to you, and we'll come back to you after the break, all right?
Yeah, this is Michael Collins from Austin, Texas.
All right, Michael in Austin, I will come straight back to you right after the break at the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. And also, ladies and gentlemen, please call in and add yourself to the queue. The number is 218-339-8525. 218-339-8525. Freda, thanks for joining me. We'll see you again.